This is the Women Uninterrupted podcast brought to you by The Hindu. My guest on the caregiving episode is the co-founder of a store that offers products and services to senior citizens. This is Anna Thomas, your host on Women Uninterrupted, a podcast on The Hindu website. And on this episode, I have with me Jayashree, who is both a provider of services for the elderly as well as a caregiver herself. Welcome, Jayashree, to Women Uninterrupted.
Hi, Anna.
Yeah. So I'm here in Jayashree's store. This is a home more than a store, I would say.
Yeah, I like that word that you said, home. Basically, our idea was that make it more homely for the elders. It's not like a typical store that they walk in.
Yeah.
So we were very clear that we would only take a house and make people comfortable once they come in, they sit down. And then that's how we actually bond with our elders.
Jayashree, let's talk about the origin story of your store. You started the store after you spent some time caregiving for your mother-in-law. Tell us about the challenges you faced.
When my mother-in-law came to live with us, it was like she's a very fiercely independent woman, very creative too. And all of a sudden, she lost her eyesight. And then you should give it to her. She'd taken it up so gracefully, never complained, never. So it was like, you felt all the more to make her more comfortable. So then when she lost her eyesight, every day getting up from her bed and then going and using the bathroom, everything was a challenge for her. We had put up these railings right from her bed. So when she gets up, she holds on to the railing. So she also knows that it is she who is moving and she's not totally dependent on us also. So, and for us also, it's like, the whole burden is not on the person who is holding her. We got a little more closer after she came in. It was like every day giving her breakfast and sitting with her and talking. And she would talk about all her younger days and she would talk about her father and mother and how she went to school and college. And plus, she's a very ardent cricket fan. We got her a transistor. There are day and night matches that go on. She'll listen to the commentary through the night and next day morning we'll come and ask her what, how did the match go, and she would tell us the whole thing. And she also loves old Hindi songs. So we had given her the small, and we filled up one USB full of old Hindi songs and she would just listen to it. And that was her way of coming to terms with how she was and everything. So as a caregiver with my mother-in-law, I don't think I felt so much pressure per se because she was a very, very accommodative person. In fact, I used to tell her, don't feel hesitant calling me in the night or something, because she always felt that if you disturb in the night, then people lose sleep and all that stuff. And then I used to tell her, I sleep better if you wake me up, so no issues, you can call me anytime. She's a person who would never complain or anything, so which, that was an anxious thing. It would make me more, since she's not asking, so you got to be there all the time. And she took her, whatever problem that she had, she accepted it gracefully. And that gave me something to learn from her, to say how you can age gracefully.
Would you say that there are more women doing informal caregiving in the Indian cultural setting?
Yeah, there's in the Indian cultural setting, it's like taken for default that the woman is the caregiver. And now it's more challenging for the woman because most of them are working, and then there's the work pressure plus taking caregiving at home. Work front and the home front gets a little too difficult to handle.
Yeah. How can we handle? How can we help with that?
Anybody who is finding it hard should be able to ask for support from within the family or outside the family to make their life more comfortable, be it the elder or the caregiver. It's the caregiver who needs a lot of support so that they can give good caregiving to the elder. Because if they don't get the support, then it becomes very, very difficult. The relationship between the elder and the caregiver gets strained because of the stress that both of them are going through.
Caregiving has probably been a major reason behind women taking career breaks. So when a woman takes on a caregiving role, what would she generally give up?
I would agree. Like 98% of the time, women give up their career to take care, do some caregiving.
Yeah. So, sometimes in their early, when they're really young, yeah, so this happens.
Some of them are driven by the love of the person. Some of them are driven by the fact that they have no other choice but
roles reverse. The caregiver becomes a dependent. The younger person becomes the caregiver. Being challenged in a relationship like that.
So the current elder, they quite often do not want to take up that kind of help from people, be it their daughter or daughter-in-law. So then what happens is it becomes very difficult to make them understand that it's okay. It's okay to take help from whoever you actually took care. You can make them feel comfortable. All their life they did take care of somebody. So it's okay to be taken care of.
Yeah. You were giving me some interesting examples of how you convince an elder to take help from you.
As a provider or as a caregiver, we've always felt that you just give them the choice. Don't push it on them or don't thrust it on them and tell them, okay, this is available. It can make your life so comfortable. And then if you try it once and if you're okay, fine, you can continue. Make them understand. A lot of them will come your way to do, accept the change that they need to accept.
Sometimes you don't have the time. Like you want your elder to use diapers, for instance. Sometimes you just cannot afford that time, which can lead to frustration from all the caregiver's part.
So, yeah.
Do you think we can take professional help?
Yes. If you are not able to convince the elder, maybe you can get support from your family, somebody who is closer to the elder, or you can take help professionally. Make them understand how it will be easy for them and also for the caregiver. Sometimes it's just the way you put it across to them and make them understand it makes life easy for everybody around them and not make them feel that it's a burden.
Let's talk about guilt. This happens both on the caregiver's part as well as on the person who's being taken care of the elder. Do we talk about guilt, expressions of guilt, expressions of embarrassment are frowned upon, or perhaps we are conditioned not to talk about it?
Yeah, the elder feels guilty that they have actually burdened the caregiver, or the caregiver feels that sometimes they lose it, their frustration, and then they've taken out on them and they feel so guilty that, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done it this way. Don't feel bad about expressing that you feel guilty, or talk to people. It can be your friends or it can be somebody in the close family whom you can talk to. Or if you feel that that's not there, you can even take professional help to relax, because a caregiver needs some me time to actually rejuvenate. And because it's like a monotonous thing that is happening day in and day out, plus it also drains them emotionally and physically. And it's okay to actually go out, take somebody's help, take care of your elder for some time, and you can go out and actually take a breather to continue doing your thing. If you don't do that, is when the frustration builds in, the guilt builds in, and then the relationship actually goes for a toss.
Okay. From the living room to, say, the kitchen, can you give a few small tips on how we can make a home elder safe?
Yeah.
Elder-friendly, elder-safe?
Yes. Elder-safe and friendly.
Yeah.
The first thing, I wouldn't say even the living room, I would say right from the big entrance to your house, ensure that you don't have two big steps to get up and go. Mm-hmm. So if there is a step, make sure that there is a small ramp or a railing to hold. Very, very important thing is the flooring. bathroom. That's very, very important.
You were also talking about how we should start caregiving early.
Yeah, the important thing about caregiving is the caregiving need not start when the elder becomes inactive. We try and make their life comfortable at a much earlier stage. So we prevent to a lot extent how much they become dependent, or we do something called a safety audit where we go to the elder's house and actually audit their house for any kind of thing that will help prevent fall or any kind of security problem in the house, because you find most often the elder are living alone. So you also advise them on how to keep the house secure.
Thank you, Jayashree, for being on this podcast where we were talking about caregiving and the challenges that caregivers face.
Thank you, Anna.
Signing off on Women Uninterrupted, a podcast where we host difficult, different, and uninterrupted conversation. Brought to you by The Hindu.